So Callum, back after day one, a day that's had its fair share of twists and turns, your own assessment?
Yeah, look, it's been overall not a bad day for us. I think we can be quite happy to be racing Chris is pretty nice, like he's a top class driver, but for us, we hadn't had a bad day. Probably the last loop there we went probably too soft an option. The guys went in the harder option, probably would have been better now. But look, I think my driving overall has been quite good. I managed it as best as I could. Tried no mistakes. And look, I was happy enough what I had. So look, the main thing is we're here again at the end of day one. A big day tomorrow again. So yeah, just reset again.
So 8 stages tomorrow. You know how demanding it can be. Important now to just be able to rest, get a good night's sleep, and for everything to be all set.
Yeah, exactly. I need to rest up and a couple of them big jumps today. Now I'm sore in the back and stuff. So yeah, I need to rest up tonight and it's a big day tomorrow.
So Chris, overall you must be well pleased considering it was a pretty demanding and challenging day.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a tricky morning with the rain overnight and made it really tricky in that first stage. All three stages in the first loop were really tricky. These little bog roads, only a car width. But I have to say, whoever's putting these, Motorsport Ireland guys putting these chicanes in, we need to have a word with him because he's making it more dangerous than what the chicanes are supposed to be for. Putting them in the little boreen with grass in the middle and trying to chicane it, it's a lot safer. We're just allowed to go through it. So, like, I hit three or four chicanes and everybody's complaining about it. So, anyway, look, it is what it is. Same for everybody, but happy with my day. Honestly, the car's working really well, and difficult to make time and make a difference at times because it's straight line chicane. But I'm sure Callum's going to come out of the box tomorrow. Honestly, I was really impressed with his times today. He was driving very well, and the gap's only 9, 10, 11 seconds. So, I'm sure he's going to come out of the box in the morning with all guns blazing.
And your thoughts on tomorrow? In what way do you see it panning out?
Well, I think today was new nearly for everybody. I think so. It suited me. It helped me a little bit. Tomorrow you move into terrain which I've been in. So, look, it's a long rally. It's only one day down, and it's going to be a tough day tomorrow.
Yeah, and I see the car is a bit of grass, which sort of reflects what you were saying.
Yeah. Honestly, it's dangerous. Where they put these chicanes, it's making the rally more dangerous. So, yeah, somebody needs a word with them, buddy.
But there's a smile on your face. You're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it. I'm at home and doing a rally, which doesn't happen too often. So, yeah.
Great. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Geoff, you've been here so many times before. Things have spread out a little bit already after day one.
Yeah, look, we struggled this morning a bit in the mixed conditions, and we were probably on the wrong tyre as well. Happy with our afternoon. A bit closer to the boys in front of us there, but I suppose after the morning, they are well ahead there at this stage. But yeah, look, we're happy enough with our progress.
And of course, Saturday, a long, long day. You've got the experience, anything can happen. I mean, we're only just warming up.
Exactly, that's it. We've a long way to go yet. Another two long days of rallying. So, look at here, it's all to play for yet.
Yeah, and how about the car?
Car's not bad. Car's good. Yeah.
So, looking forward to Saturday's action?
100%, yeah.
David Kelly, at the end of day one, you must be pretty pleased. You're, still very much in it.
We had a really difficult morning. Suppose we had trouble from the word go there this morning, but look, we just had to manage it. And to be honest, we were just talking back in the road. We're probably still there or thereabouts in the top 10, so we really could have been further back with the problems we had. So we're happy.
So you'll be pushing on day two?
Yeah, we'll have to just reset tonight and we'll just go as hard as we can in the morning. Yeah.
So Josh, day one, Donegal International Rally over, 6 demanding stages. How did you assess it all?
Yeah, it was okay. Obviously, we had some trouble this morning and a bit in the afternoon, but we tried to manage it as best as possible. And the lads in M-Sport done a good job in service to try get everything sorted. But tomorrow we try get everything completely sorted and go again.
Yeah, so you feel you've sort of got into the rhythm now?
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously a lot different than what we're used to in WRC, but it's all good.
Philip Allen, that was an eventful day. You certainly pushed. I think one of the stages you didn't have any breaks, you were saying, but you must be well pleased. Fourth, joint fourth overall.
It's all right. That nominal time probably cost me 10 or 15 seconds easy. The last stage there was a bale pulled out just at the road positions. not in my favour at all. Like running 16th in the road, I asked for a reseed, but you're obviously didn't give it to me. So we're fourth tomorrow, so no, fourth or fifth tomorrow, no excuses. We're going to push tomorrow and see if we can pull a bit of this time back.
And the three stages today, the two loops, contrasting sorts of stages and contrasting weather.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm actually enjoying it way more than I thought I would. Just hard to get into a rhythm. Everything's so difficult. Being back here is a massive disadvantage in my opinion, but tomorrow we don't have, I suppose, any excuses, so it'll hopefully be better.
So we'll flat to the mat.
Yeah, tomorrow for sure we'll push.
And what about the stages tomorrow? Any one of them are you particularly looking forward to or expecting a real challenge?
The last two, the first two, I'm not loving them. Obviously, you guys done them before, but the last two, I'm going to go.